Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Speaking of falling off stage, though, or at least splitting your head open, there was a photo of you, Johnny, from Children Collide. Welcome.
I heard you've been spreading rumours
that you've been
getting hit by a shoe.
Yeah. Well, was that what it was?
That's not true.
What happened?
Wow. Unfortunately, I smacked myself in the head. I changed guitars mid-song.
This is the Groove in the Move Festival.
Yeah, and I smacked myself in the head. And as I wish this had happened halfway through, because I would have liked to have blood all over my face and be punk as... I'm not going to swear, but, you know, but it happened at the end, and as I walked off, I just noticed blood kind of dripping down over my eye, and that was
did you run back out on the stage and go, look?
I should have done that.
So it wasn't a shoe,
someone told us on the text line that you had a shoe.
There was shoes thrown, and then I got to do the line, seriously, who throws a shoe, but that's all that happened with the shoe.
Well, it wasn't the shoe, moving the shoe festival, was it? So,
Save it for on air, Lindsay. Save the good stuff for on air.
So, Johnny, mad skills, mate. We're getting in the car with the Hilltop Hoods, who are going to be sharing a stage with you at the One Night Stand on Saturday in Gippsland.
How are you getting there?
Oh, maybe I can get in the same car.
Go on.
You're more than welcome.
We are going to a car park on the way.
I'm actually going to go to a vegan bakery as well, but that's...
Great. So what about mad skills, man? Besides playing in Children Collide, are there any little special skills that you've developed over the years that you like to show off?
No one's ever said that to me. What about mad skills, man?
Yeah.
Because we were just talking about interview questions. That is a new one. So what about mad skills, man?
I'll throw it to you.
Do you spell that with a Z?
Do you mean no one on Channel V has asked you that ever?
No.
Strange. That would be Jabba's opener. That shows how long it's been since I've watched Channel B.
Yes, it's been there for about 8 years. Do you have any?
Well, right now I'm drinking a cup of coffee quite well.
Come on, that doesn't count.
Quite well?
Because the mad skills that the doctor brought to the radio this morning, before 7, he revealed to the nation, and I think people all over the country were stopped in their tracks when they heard what the doctor could do. Because we already know that he's a great radio announcer and he plays in a punk band and he's on the telly as well. But hang on, there's an extra string to his bow.
Yeah, it's good bringing this up. Now, I can whilst riding a push bike, as I was this morning in the brisk Melbourne air, take a tissue out of my pocket, blow my nose, hands off the handlebars, which is very dangerous and I don't condone it, and then, once I've removed the offending muck, get it in a bin
He didn't start riding.
Far out.
I know. Yeah.
Is it true that when you have a baby, you have to suck the snot out with a straw? Because I got told that.
I don't know.
Mad mum skills, right there.
That's a mad mum skills.
Okay, we'll put that out to the country.
I want to know if that's true.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant. 1-300-055-36 if it is true.
Adrian, whereabouts in Brisbane are you?
In Chapel Hill.
Ah, the beautiful Chapel Hill.
Lovely Chapel Hill.
It is very nice there, not too far from the river and all that. Now, what can you do? What are your mad skills?
Mate, my mad skills is that I can make my pecs dance to the music.
Well, Johnny can drink a coffee quite well. So.
Have you shown this off, or is this something that you've kept to yourself over the years?
No, this is a regular party trick with me and my mate.
Right. So you must get invited to a lot of parties.
Busted out to the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get laid a lot?
No.
What?
Well, you don't need to. You don't need. You've got this ability.
Mm.
And you got mad pec skills.
You got mad pec skills.
What's your favourite song to make the pecs dance?
To bust them out to.
I can bust them to anything from Twinkle Twinkle.
Okay.
To a bit of Hilltop Hood.
What about Children Collide? Can you bust them out to Children Collide?
I think I could, eh?
Hey, Adrian.
Yo.
Shirt off.
Pecs out.
Pecs ready.
Pecs out for the girls.
I'm ready to go.
Your time starts now. Let's go.
It's on.
That's some quick pecking there.
Feel it. Can you guys feel it?
Yeah, we can feel it. We can feel it through the radio.
Yeah, keep going nuts, mate.
Thank you, Adrian. They're going to be on stage on Saturday afternoon for the One Night Stand in Gippsland. Rocking it.
Have you ever had, Johnny, from Children Collide, ever had knowingly someone making their pecs dance to your music before?
I once met a girl with rock hard pecs.
Really?
Right. Yeah. She was loving everyone poking them. They were rock hard.
Wow.
She was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Is that a bit weird?
Yeah, I found it weird, but yeah, she was bouncing them up and down. And
okay.
I was trying to think of some unrhythmic music to throw that guy to see if he could do it too.
Like Enya.
Orinoco Flow.
Orinoco Flow. Oh, the vocals.
It's like a bossa nova beat for the pecs.
Bossa nova AO for the pecs.
Hey, now, it's good to have you in, Johnny, because we're talking about the one night stand and we're talking about the car trip tomorrow with Hilltop Hoods, but you have brought along a very poignant question for the nation to consider this morning.
One for the ages.
Yeah,
I think.
And that was?
It was, well, I had my ex-girlfriend, we discussed having kids jokingly. Mm. She has a thing with snot. Mm. And she reckons you have to suck the snot out of a baby's nose with a straw. Mm. She said to me that if you we ever had to? Kids, she would take care of all the poo if I did the snot.
Yeah,
and I thought that was a pretty sweet deal.
Oh, in the olden days, they used to say, you say potato, but you've done things a whole different way.
That was a bit out of left field there,
yeah,
Marie.
Yeah, she's like that. Hey, Lachlan, in Mona Vale.
Yeah.
You're a father.
Yeah, by three.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So you would have had three chances to test this theory. Is it true?
Well, I used to do the poo and the snot.
Oh.
With a straw. What a renaissance man. That's your with a straw.
No, not with a straw. So what's the deal? Is it true?
Yeah, it's true, but I used to go one better. The straw thing didn't work, actually. My grandmother taught me that one, and it didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just put my mouth over their nose and suck it out like that.
Lachlan, thank you very much for that mental image.
Thank
that was
you.
Tremendous. Cheers.
True love.
It is true love.
It's beautiful.
Say good day to your kids for us as well. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Lachlan. There you go.
There you go.
Answered.
We can all breathe easy.
Now, so are you still with this lady?
No.
Okay.
Now, Johnny, I heard you saying was it just yesterday or just the other day that you were doing some recording?
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry to bring
true.
This back
over
to music.
Over the weekend, I was doing some recording.
Cool.
Okay, that was a good
cool.
question.
Cool, it was cool.
Yeah.
What about mad skills, man?
Yeah. I was dropping mad skills all over my axe.
Right. Is it just some demonstrations?
Nothing
tapes?
To do with Children Collide, a different band.
Whoa!
I remember when Children Collide first came out, there were rumours that some of you members had come from the far north coast of New South Wales.
I did live there for...
Whereabouts?
Coffs Harbour.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We actually prefer to be known as Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yep. Somebody mentioned that you might have even come from, one of you might have even come from Lismore. And I
lived there for a while.
Yeah, okay.
I met Heath there.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. All right,
there
so Lismore's responsible for Children Collide.
Yeah, I just want to check that. Let's blame Lismore.
Yeah.
I love Lismore, but it's a hot walk in
it
summer.
Can be when it's hot, yeah.
A hot walk?
Yeah.
It's a hot walk.
It's a basin.
And that's why you play Hot Walk and Wall.
All right, listen, Saturday afternoon we're going to catch you on stage for the one-night stand. Have you got anything special lined up? There is a hot rumour, a hot walking rumour that...
oh, God, no more walk.
Okay, that you may be joined by some friends for a certain Children Collide song on stage. We haven't confirmed that
really?
Yet. Yeah.
What?
Oh, are you guys jumping up to say goodbye, goodbye, yeah, goodbye, goodbye?
That there's a hot little rumour that might happen.
Did someone tell you
if you try and invade my stage...
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Then you're going to get...
You've got form
up.
with that guitar.
But, Ryan actually can do that trick with his pecs, so he's going to do that for maybe one of the songs. Hopefully they get a camera on him for that.
And then you can suck the snot out of Heath's nose as an encore.
We always end up sucking the snot out of Heath's nose at the end.
Mad skills.
Johnny from Children Collide. Thanks, mate. It's always
Thank you.
A pleasure catching up with you.
Have a safe trip to sail.
Yep.
You too.
We'll catch you on Saturday afternoon. We'll give you those details of where the J-Van's going to be tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon as well, in just a moment. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.